Welcome back to Torati Mecha Nachiomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we'll continue our study of Sefer Mishlei. We're up to Perek Tes Zayin. So another beautiful Perek full of life lessons and wisdom of King Shlomo. We are going to actually focus on a pasuk right in the beginning, Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Aleph, and then a pasuk right at the end. So that's going to be our focus today, the opening pasuk of this perek and the second to last closing pasuk of this perek. What is the opening pasuk? Perek Tet Zayin Pasuk Aleph. La'adam ma'archei lev u'mehasham ma'aneh lashon. I'm going to actually repeat it. La'adam ma'archei lev u'mehasham ma'aneh lashon. What does this mean? To a person are the arrangements of his heart, but from God is the pleasantness of his tongue. When I was preparing and I saw this pasuk, you should know that there's a number of things over my desk, different papers, sayings, pictures, etc. And this pasuk is over my desk. It's one of the papers that's taped onto the wall right over my desk. This is actually a pasuk that should be familiar if we are paying attention, because it's recited in the Musaf Chazar Sashat of Rosh Hashanah. Right before, in the Musaf Chazar Sashat Rosh Hashanah, right before Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros, the Chazan says the following paragraph after the ark is opened. Ochila lakel achala panav eshala mimenu ma'aneh lashon. I will put my hope to God. I will beseech his face, his presence. I will request from him pleasantness of lips, eloquent speech. Asher b'kahal am ashira uzo. So that in the midst of his people's congregation, I can sing his strength. Abia rininos ba'ad mefa'alav. So I can express glad songs for the sake of his creations. La'adam ma'archei lev u'mehashem ma'ana lashon. It is for a man to arrange his feelings, but eloquent speech is a godly gift. Hashem, sefasai tiftach ufi agita secha. Hashem, please open my lips. Please open my lips so my mouth can sing your praise. That last phrase, Hashem, sefasai tiftach ufi agita secha, is a pasuk from Kapitel Nun Aleph of Tehillim. So this short pasuk, Achila Lekel, which is made up of only four sentences long, is recited by the Chazan on Rosh Hashanah, right before Machios, Zichronos, and Shofaros. Commentary of the Rav, Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, I quote from the Machzor Masoras HaRav the Rosh Hashanah. It is paradoxical and absurd that lowly man should have the arrogance to crown God as king. The series of verses starting with these words, Ochide Lakel, I will put my hope in God, thus constitute a license, a netilat reshut, or netilas reshus, to approach God and declare him king. How can lowly man, who is here today and tomorrow in the grave, kan hayom machar bekever, how could finite mortal man crown God as king? It's absurd, says Rav Salvechik, that lowly man should have the arrogance to crown God as king. We need a license. We need a netilas rishus, permission to approach God and declare him king. This prayer, Ochida Akel, therefore forms the introduction to the blessings of Malchus. The Chazan himself has already asked permission for such an approach in his earlier prayer of Heye impifio shluchei amcha, be with the mouths of the agents of your people. The Chazan recites a special prayer before the Musaf, Tfilas Musaf. So the Chazan already asked permission. However, according to Rav Salvechik, this prayer of Ochila Lekel, it is not needed by the Chazan, since it is actually recited earlier by the Chazan. However, so why do we recite it here? Says the Rav, it is actually recited so each individual has the permission to recite Malchus. The Chazan recites it on behalf of us. It's we who need the permission. As such, however, it should really appear in the side in Shemona Esrei, which is maybe what you were thinking. In fact, the Rav's grandfather, the great Rav Chaim Halevi Salvechik of Brisk, Rav Chaim Brisker Zatzal, theorized it must have been indeed recited in the silent Shemona Esrei, and it must have been erroneously deleted from the text. He suggested, Rav Chaim Brisker, that at one time the blessings of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaros were not recited within the silent Shemona Esrei of Musaf. Why not? Today, of course, we recite them due to widespread illiteracy. And as a result, Ochida Lekel, this paragraph asking permission and God's assistance to sing his praises, was also omitted. There is no need for Netilas Rishus if Malchus itself was not recited. Later, however, says Rav Chaim Brisker, when Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaros were reincorporated into the Sion Shemona Esrei, Ochila Kel was mistakenly omitted. It should be noted, wait. Rav Chaim therefore included Ochila Kel into his Sion Shemona Esrei. It should be noted, however, that the tour writes explicitly, Ochila Kel should not be recited by an individual in a silent Shemona Esrei. However, Rav Chaim Brisker pointed out that the Rambam in his version of the Siddur includes Ochila Kel in the silent Amida, implying that the Rambam considers them to be an integral part of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, and it is appropriate to include these verses, this permission to pray in the silent Shemona Esrei as well. That is how important. We know that the base brisk is very, very medactic in examining the Rambam. And since the Rambam in his own Siddur includes these four psukim, this paragraph of asking permission for Hashem before Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, the Rambam includes it in his Siddur. Therefore, if Chaim Brisker said that it should be, I'm not paskening any halacha. Obviously, I do not change the text of the Siddur or the Malchus or the way it appears, but it's just interesting to consider that without this paragraph, we don't even really have a license to recite Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, because who are we to crown God king? Who am I to remember when Hashem is the Zohar? Who am I to say shofar, so to speak, when it's the shofar of Hashem that we heard at Har Sinai, and the shofar of Hashem we'll hear by the time of Mashiach. And therefore this paragraph is so integral to our tfilos on the Yamim Noraim. Again, Ochila Lakel, I will hope to God, Achala Panav, excuse me, I will hope to his face, so to speak, all his beseeches, presence. Ash'ala mimenu me'ana lashon, I will request from him pleasant speech, eloquent speech. Asher b'kala mashirozo, amongst the multitudes of his nations, I want to sing of his strength. Abir v'ninos ba'ad mefa'alav, I will express glad songs for the sake of his creation. La'adam ma'arche lev, ume Hashem ma'ana lashon. To man is the arrangement of his heart, but eloquent speech is a gift from God. Hashem Safasai Tiftach Ufi Gita Sach. I'll tell you why is it over my desk. Very personal. I don't think I ever spoke about this before. But here I'm preparing these shirim for Mishlei. And there's the pasuk right in front of me. Because as a person who spent so much time speaking and teaching Torah, Baruch Hashem, it's always important to remember that we can arrange the arrangements of our heart. But eloquent speech is simply a gift from God. And even if you're not a speaker or a teacher, or whatever capacity you live and work, something important that we all have to remember, that the ability to speak, to coordinate our thoughts into speech, to move our tongue, our palate coordinates, our gums, our teeth, our lips, our pharynx and larynx, our airways, pathways, the lungs, everything that has to work together to make this metaphysical product, which is speech, is really a gift from God. And when we say Hashem Sefasei Tiftach Ufi Yigita Asecha, we really beseech the Ribbono Shel Olam that we should always remember where this unbelievable gift comes from, and that's Perek Tazayin Pasuk Aleph, La'adam Ma'arche Lev Ume Hashem Ma'ana Lashon. I wanted to actually, as we've been doing, go through many psukim with you in this parak. I do not have time, unfortunately. I highlighted and circled many of the psukim I want to go through with you. Once again, it is the topics of humility, the topic of speech, the topic of tochacha. So I have to skip all the way to the end. If you're interested, I suggest that you do look through Perek Tesayin, like all the parakim. It's very beautiful. I'm skipping all the way to the end, okay? Because I want to get through the focus on these two psukim. So we started on Perek Tesayin, Pasuk Aleph. We spoke about that. And now we're going to the second to last pasuk. What's the second to last pasuk? Tov erech apayim migibor u'mosha berucho milochet ir. So this is Perek Tzayin Pasuk Lamed Bet, verse 32. And it's also a very famous pasuk, which should be familiar to you. Tov erech apayim migibor. One who is slow to anger is better than a mighty warrior. U'mosha berucho. And one who can capture or conquer his spirit, milochet ir, is better or stronger than one who conquers a city. Why should this be very, very familiar to all of us? Because in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, the fourth chapter of Pirkei Avos, Ben Zoma Omer, Ben Zoma says, Ezu Chacham Halomin Miko Adam, who is a wise person, one who learns from every person. And then Ben Zoma says, Ezehu Gibor, who is a mighty warrior, Hakovishus Yitzro, one who conquers his inclination, Shanemar, like the Pasuk says, Tov Erech Apayim Mi Gibor, here's our Pasuk, Mishlei chapter 16, verse 32. Tav Erech Apayim Migibar. He who is slow to anger is better than a strong man. Umosha Berucho Milo Chedir. The master of his passions is better than a conqueror of the city. Ezu Asher Samech Bechalko, who is a rich person who is satisfied with his portion. And finally, Ezu Mechubad, who is an honorable person, Hamechamed Sabrios, one who gives honors to others. So in each of the four cases or personalities, Ben Zoma brings a different quote from Ketuvim to prove his point. But for purposes of Arshir and lack of time, I'm only focusing on our time constraints. I shouldn't say lack of time. I'm focusing on Ezu Gibor, who is a mighty warrior. Hakovish is Yitzra, one who conquers his inclination. We know that man is created with a Yitzra Tov and a Yitzra Hara. A Pasuk in Perek Alpha, Bracious Pasuk Lamed Alva, Yal Kimis Klarsha, Savihine Tov Ma'od, Elohim saw all that he made, and behold, it was very good. And Chazal say, well, it was very good. The Yitzra Hara is very good. Did you ever tell your Yitzra is very good? I never told my Yitzhar he's very good. But Chazal say, without a Yitzhar, a person would not go to the business. He wouldn't build a home. He wouldn't marry a woman. So the Yitzhar has certain inclinations that spur us to produce and to create and to build the world. However, the Yitzhar can also be very damaging, and he has inclinations that spur us to do evil, such as being jealous, such as talking Lashon Hara, such as being impatient, such as screaming, such as skipping tefillah, such as doing things that are not appropriate for a Torah Jew. Whatever it is, we all have a Yitzhar, and we have to channel him. Starting on Pasuk Dalet, Hero is the Lord is God, the Lord is one. And then Paragval Pasuk Hey of Devarim. You shall love the Lord your God. How should you love him? With all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your ma'od. What does it mean to love him with all your heart? So Rashi says, B'shnei Yitzirecha. With your two inclinations, davar acha, says Rashi, another matter. What's another matter? Your heart should not be divided over God. But if you want to know what it means to love God with all your heart, it's to channel the inclination of the Yetzer Hara into something positive for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's to channel all of your inclinations into serving God. And the Yetzer Hara is really the strongest warrior that there is. He never lets up from the moment of a person's, I guess I could say bar mitzvah for counting to the moment of a person's death. The Gemara says, I believe it's in Sukkah 52b, Bechol yom v'yom yitzro she'adar miskaber alav v'yomale kolesh baruch hu she'ozer alo edo yachalo. Each and every day, a person's inclination rises up to destroy him. And if you don't have siyata d'shmaya, without Hashem who helps him, he wouldn't be able to overcome. What does it mean Hashem helps him? I thought I have to conquer my yitzro. God doesn't have to conquer my yitzro. It's up to me to conquer my yitzro. What does it mean, Bechol yom v'yom yitzro she'adar miskaber alav v'yomale kolesh baruch hu she'ozer alo edo yachalo. Hello. Try to Hashem help us. I have to do the job. Doesn't that what Ben Zoma say? Ezu Gibra Kovashus Yitzro. You're a mighty war if you conquer your own inclination. Like the Pasuk says in Mishle, better is one who is slow to anger than a strong man. And a master of his passions is better than a conqueror of a city. Moshe Brucha Milochadir. So what does it mean? Hashem gave us a Torah. Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi the Torah Tovlan. Another man, Machazal from the Gemara famous, Barasi Yitzhara, I created an evil inclination, Barasi the Torah Tavlan. I created the Torah, which is an antidote, the Torah, which is a spice to subdue the Yitzhara. So when the Gemara tells you, Imala Kosh Baruch Hu Ozer Lo Eino Yachol, it doesn't mean that God's going to do the work for you. You have to do the work. You have to fight your Yitzhara. He's a formidable foe. He never leaves. However, if we take the tools that Hashem gave us, which is Torah, which is wisdom, which is mitzvot, which is chesed, which is our teachers and our rabbanim, which is musar and tochacha, and we're willing to learn and utilize the tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplied us with, then when we take what Hashem has given us to assist us in this battle, we will be able to overcome Barasi lo Yetzirah, Barasi lo Torah Tavlin. I created a Yetzirah, but I also created a Torah, which is a spice, an antidote to the Yetzirah. And that's the only way to overcome the inclination. And Mishle says, how great is one who conquers his inclination? You know, you think someone who conquers a city, it's amazing, a mighty warrior. Someone who, I don't know, bench presses 250 pounds every single day is a mighty warrior. Someone who climbs to the top of Mount Everest is a mighty warrior. Someone who smokes an entire city is a mighty warrior. No. King Shlomo says, they may all be strong, but I'm going to tell you who's stronger. Tov Erech Apayim Megibor. Someone who is slow to anger. Someone who is patient. Someone who holds his tongue. We spoke about the Chavetz Chaim being quiet, being in a low tone of voice when he felt himself getting angry. Someone who doesn't scream when he wants to scream. Someone who doesn't lose patience with his family when he wants to lose patience. Someone who, I don't know, lets a person go in front of the supermarket without giving them a whole speech. Someone who knows how to conquer his inclination is better than a mighty warrior, umosha berucho, and someone who can rule over his inner spirit, melochad ir, someone greater than someone who can even conquer an entire city. It's a lifetime of Oda. Someone asked Rav Avigdor Miller, how long do I have to fight the Yetzer? Avigdor Miller said, not such a long time, only 120 years. Says Rav Avigdor Miller, what can I tell him? It's the truth, 120 years. It's a mighty warrior, but using the tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, Barasi the Yetzer, Barasi the Torah Tavlin, and understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozer, he gives us what we need to overcome, Be'ezrat Hashem, we will be successful. So I suggest that you look through Perek Tetzayin, the other Pesukim. I didn't have time to do what I prepared, which was to go through all the Pesukim, but we highlighted the two such important practical lesson Pesukim, one from the very beginning, and one from the second to last Pesuk. Something that I try to remember literally every day of my life. I have to remember, and we all have to remember, the arrangements of hearts are mine, but the gift of eloquent speech is a gift of God. And finally, these are both lifetimes of Avoda. The first teaching is to humble us before the Ribono Shel Olam and the bounty bestows upon us. And the second teaching that we focused on today is to teach us how to overcome our inclinations so we can truly be a Gibor. And a Moshe Berucho. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a gevaldik day. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with chapter 17. Kol tov, thank you to all.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zecher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rachel Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Tzeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have aliyah in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.